If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
I have to ask my next guest, Stephen Altop, who runs the fabulous Apollo Chorus of Chicago. Stephen, wouldn't you like to have Joan Baez's voice as part of the chorus? Wouldn't that be a nice thing?
Absolutely, especially when we do our first ever all Joan Baez concert.
Stephen, it's great to talk to you. Stephen and I have done radio shows together for a very long time because I'm a huge fan of the Apollo Chorus of Chicago, which was formed in 1872, just post-fire, and which has a couple of unbelievably cool events coming up. I know the Poetry Foundation event is kind of a smaller kind of thing in advance of April 13th's Nichols Concert Hall bash in Evanston. This is, Stephen, relatively unusual for the Apollo Chorus to be performing with poetry and music by a guy named Jeff Beal and poetry by the Pulitzer Prize-winning Kay Ryan. This seems really ambitious.
Well, what's not unusual, I'm happy to say, is a collaboration with a great Chicago organization, which the Poetry Foundation certainly is. But you could not be more correct that this is a very unique happening in that we have Jeff Beal, the composer of the Netflix series House of Cards, coming. And we really enjoyed collaborating with him last year. It was the success of that sort of led to these events. And Jeff wrote, he's very well known for his TV and film scores. He's one of the best out there. But this work that we're doing, the main work we're doing, is a very serious, moving, beautiful a cappella or unaccompanied choral work. And four of the five poems are by Kay Ryan, who's a former poet laureate of the United States.
And a Pulitzer Prize winner, too.
How
did this come to be, Stephen Altop? I know that you, the great member of the chorus, Arlene Carlucci, has told me that you and Jeff Beal were college classmates, yes?
We were students together at the Eastman School of Music, and they're working with aspirations for the future, and Jeff was one of the most hardworking students I knew at that time when we were good friends. And we went our separate ways. This basically came about in a way that many people can relate to. I was watching House of Cards. I usually get around to these TV series about 5 years after everybody
same
else.
Same here.
Yeah. And I thought, wow, this opening music is just really good. It's much better than the norm.
Sure.
So I checked out who the composer was. It's like, hey, it's Jeff. So I sent him an email and just said, I'm so happy for your success. And I think it was 2 days later, I'm getting this San Bernardino area code number on my phone. It's like, wait, who's this? And it was Jeff. And we just immediately started. We reconnected after I won't say how many years, and
You started plotting too, then, right?
Yeah, we started plotting live performances, and this will be, I think, the fourth event that we will have done since that conversation about 2.5 years ago.
What did he think? Was he equally impressed by the arc of your career? Because I think what you've done with the Apollo Chorus over the last, man, it's got to be like 15 years now, isn't it, Stephen?
Oh, well, longer? 2021.
Oh, yeah. My.
The years fly.
Wow, they sure do. They sure do.
Well, I mean, Jeff, I'm a humble conductor, and Jeff is a big international TV film star. But I guess the one thing that really attracted Jeff is that what he missed was the concert stage.
Yeah.
His music was being heard by millions, but, he's a performer at heart. So what people will have a chance to do is to not only meet him and hear him talk and hear about the genesis of this piece, which came about right after Jeff was diagnosed with MS.
Oh my God!
Sort of it's a big part of what he's dealt with in his life and
sure.
dealt with very successfully. But also, he's going to be playing the flugelhorn, which is sort of jazz aficionados will know that's a type of trumpet,
right?
And he'll be performing on one of his other short jazz inspired works with the chorus, just Jeff on flugelhorn and the chorus. And it's just an amazing opportunity that's coming up. It's next weekend, April 13th.
I know, it's next. Well, the I don't want to push too hard, but there may be room at the April 12th at 7 p.m. at the Poetry Foundation, which is one of the great buildings and, I think, performance spaces in Chicago.
That's
and then
right.
April 13th at 7:30 at Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston. And Stephen Altup, you and I have talked about Nichols Concert Hall. I think it's a gem of not just the Midwest. It's one of the concert gems of this entire country.
I couldn't agree more. And this whole event will be perfectly cast there. Just the size of the space, the acoustics. I keep saying to people that the more I think about this, it's just one of those events where you can't anticipate all the wonder of it until you're there, I think. But the people who are there, I think, will get so much out of it.
Stephen, now, how did the poems of Kay Ryan, because I do believe she's going to be there too, is she not?
She's going to be there and reading the poems and talking with Jeff and myself about how these came together. Well, of the five movements of this piece that Jeff wrote called The Salvage Men, mm-hmm. that is one of her poems. It happens to be the last movement of the work. Well, the first one is based on a poem by Oscar Wilde. And then the next four are all by Kay Ryan. And it's just a great example of when words and music come together.
Yeah.
The combined power of the two is just fantastic.
Wow. How many members of the, I know that the Apollo Chorus has something like 120, 125, it varies a little bit. How many members of the chorus will be involved in the production at Nichols Concert Hall?
We'll have about 60 members of the chorus, so about half the chorus, which will be the right number for that stage.
And how have they taken to this, you expanding the repertoire of the chorus? I bet they've taken to it quite well.
I think that they have worked extremely hard, and we have all realized gratification, just in spades from these experiences. I will tell you that when we started Jeff's piece, The Salvage Men, it was challenging. And it was one of those great examples of how you cannot judge something until you've really completely absorbed it. And by the time we performed it, I think many chorus members would agree with me that it was one of the most moving things we've ever done, which we did last May, and look forward to doing again on April 12th and 13th.
Well, again, it's April 12th at 7 p.m. at the Poetry Foundation. And if you've never been to the Poetry Foundation, it is worth a visit on any day, but especially for this. That is going to be more conversational, is it not, Stephen, as opposed to a concert on April 13th at Nichols Concert Hall in Evanston? So ideally, one listening now should participate in both events.
They'll both have very similar content. April 12th at the Poetry Foundation will be a little more intimate. The April 13th will be the fuller version of the two programs. And the Poetry Foundation has a great website, so people can get all of this information under their events on their website. And I don't even know how many people know that the Poetry Foundation has its international headquarters here, but what a great resource to our city.
Don't you also think it's a spectacular building?
It is. Yeah. I mean, they're so fortunate to have it, and I've had the privilege of performing in their recital space a couple of times, and we're just so excited to take this program and these great artists into that space.
Stephen, if you could, before I let you go and go to sleep, and thank you again for being available. It's so great to talk to you again. We'll have to do it at length soon. But give me a state of the Apollo Chorus these days. You've been there for 21 years. I find it, there's always, to my mind, something new and exciting coming around. I mean, you were sort of spreading the wings of the chorus, are you not?
Yes, it might surprise a lot of people to know that when it comes to presenting music and composers of our time, the Apollo Chorus is one of the most active choral ensembles in Chicago. In fact, our next program will combine, we like to combine new and old,
yeah,
and give people, you know, experiences they love and experiences that are new and challenging and delightful. So in May, we'll be doing Carmina Burana, which people love.
Sure.
But we'll also be doing six works by Midwestern composers from Iowa and Minnesota and Illinois and, you know, the states that surround us.
And you're still getting, when you make calls for auditions, you're still, Chicago is not lacking in interested voices, are they?
No, it's really a magnet for people coming out of great choral programs who want to continue that experience, you know, experiences they had in college, let's say. And so that has been a great thing to see happen with the Apollo Chorus. But I guess to answer your question succinctly, I think this season really represents the fact that the chorus is enjoying one of the best schedules, I think, of any chorus in the country, just
yeah,
with the variety of repertoire that we are getting to do. It's really exciting.
It sounds like it to me. So before I let you go, Apollo After Hours, which takes place on April 20th at a great, relatively new, I wrote about the Underground Place when it opened in Uptown. What's that, Stephen Althoff?
This is one of the chorus's major fundraisers, and it's just a heck of a lot of fun. We get together, there's great food, and then performers from within the chorus itself do basically cabaret numbers, which don't normally figure into the chorus's programming for the season. But this is their chance to do small group solos, and it's just a lot of fun, and it helps raise money for the chorus.
Has this been an annual event, Apollo After Hours?
Or is
this
I feel like it's been going on about a decade or
yeah,
so.
Yeah. Stephen, you sound great, and you continue to do amazing work with the Apollo Chorus. Again, I have to thank Arlene Carlucci for putting us together. Go to musicinst.org. You'll get all the information about the April 13th concert at Nichols Concert Hall, which really is an astonishing venue, and April Poetry, I think it's poetryfoundation.org, I think. What's your website? What Apollo Chorus?
ApolloChorus.org, and all the information is there as well. And as always, we so appreciate what you do for the arts here in this town.
Oh, God, my pleasure. I miss seeing you, though. I miss seeing you. We'll have to get together at length and talk about the Apollo Chorus. And it's an astonishing jewel in Chicago's cultural box of cultural goodies. I'll put it that
way.
Well,
let's make a date for 4 years from now when we're celebrating our 150th anniversary.
I'll do it before that, Stephen. Thank you so much. It's great to talk to you again.
You too. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Anytime. Once again, the information is go to poetryfoundation.org, or you can go to apollochorus.org, or go to, just look up, you guys can figure this out. It's musicinst, musicinst.org. For all the information, April 12th at the Poetry Foundation, which is right downtown at Dearborn and Superior Street, an amazing, amazing building. Oh, and Ben Anderson, who's been filling in admirably and spectacularly for Lise Graham, who's out for a while, is going to have that all